What have you got there, Jack?
It's a special Arsenal medal.
Yeah?
They were made to celebrate Arsenal's centenary in 1972, to celebrate 100 years of Arsenal Football Club.
Let's have a look.
Here you are.
It's not much to look at, is it? It's just a coin. Do you collect this stuff? Football memorabilia?
Yeah, I love it. I've got loads. I picked this up at the market earlier today. Do you know Mick? He runs a stall with loads of football memorabilia.
Was it expensive? How much did you pay for it?
Only £20. I think I got a bargain.
You spent 20 quid on that little medal. A bargain? You've been ripped off, mate. Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's podcast, we're talking about money. We're going to look at lots of words and phrases connected with buying and selling things.
And we're going to ask you to tell us about things that you've bought that were very expensive, perhaps that cost more than they should have.
And those things that you bought that were cheap or a bargain and cost less than you thought they were going to.
In the podcast and in the activities on this page, we're going to use lots of words and phrases connected to money.
When you've listened to the podcast and done the activities, we hope you can answer the questions at the bottom of the page using some of the new vocabulary you have learnt.
That's right. We really want to hear from you, to hear about the bargains and, well, not bargains, you've had. And the best way for you to remember any new vocabulary or language is to try and use it straight away.
You bought that Arsenal medal in the market in town.
That's right. I usually go there every week, on the lookout for a bargain or two.
That sounds about right. You're always looking for bargains.
Are you saying I'm mean?
No. You're just like bargains. To buy stuff that's cheap. I mean, that costs less than its value. Less than what it's worth. I think that's sensible. But do you really think that medal is worth more than £20?
Yeah. Mick wanted £30 for it last week. So I think I've done well to get him down to 20.
You love all that haggling. I hate it. I always think that I'm going to get ripped off. I much prefer a fixed price, like in the supermarket.
Now that's where you do get ripped off. You pay way too much when there are fixed prices. In a market, you can haggle, discuss and decide on a price. That way, you only buy when you are happy and the seller only sells when he or she is happy. When I was on holiday once, I bought a leather bag for my mum. I had to haggle hard for it. In the end, we settled on a price, and the shopkeeper told me, "It's a bargain." I wasn't so sure. I probably paid too much. But he said, "When you are happy with the price, and I am happy with the price, it's a bargain."
Yeah, I suppose when you say it like that, you're right. Actually, I think I will go to the market later myself.
Really?
Well, it's my cousin's birthday, and he's a mad Liverpool fan.
Ah, so you're going to Mixstall?
Yeah. My cousin collects old Liverpool shirts and scarves, and you can't buy those in the supermarket.
You need to go and see Mick. He's got loads of football memorabilia, football programmes, coins, medals, and shirts and scarves.
Great, but I'm a bit worried about haggling about the price.
You will have to discuss the price a bit. You don't want to be ripped off.
Exactly. I want a bargain. Do you think you could help a little?
I tell you what, let's practice. I'll be Mick. We can practice a little dialogue. Sounds good?
Sounds great.
Hello there. Are you looking for anything particular?
What's that noise?
It's market noise. To help you get into the right mood. Never mind it, just carry on. Are you looking for anything in particular?
Just looking, thanks.
We've got some real bargains today. Just let me know if I can help.
What about this Liverpool shirt from 1984?
Ah, that's a great choice. Liverpool won the league and European Cup that season. Traditional Liverpool red, top quality, and I think it's the last one too. You don't see many of them these days. A real collector's item.
How much is it?
For you, I've got a special price. Just £60. I'll even give you a free bag.
Great, I'll take it.
That was awful, Rich. You've been totally ripped off. You paid the same as what you'd pay for this season's shirt.
Yeah, but Mick was, I mean you were very persuasive.
You need to haggle. Say something like, "Oh, I'm not sure I can afford that," or "That sounds a bit steep. What about £20?
Right, okay. Let's have another go.
Okay. One more time. Good afternoon. How can I help you?
I'm just looking, thanks.
We've got some real bargains today. Just ask if you need any help.
What about this Everton shirt?
For you, I've got a special price. Just £60. I'll even give you a free bag.
Ooh, I don't think I can afford that. What about this Liverpool one?
Well, maybe. I could give you that one for £50. It's a classic from the 1984-85 season. You know, Liverpool won the league and...
European Cup, yes, I know. £50 still sounds a bit steep. What about 20?
20? I can't sell at that price. What about 40? At that price, you've got a great deal.
35 quid and I'll take it. As long as you throw in a free bag.
Done.
Do you take cards?
Sorry, cash only.
All right, here you are.
That's £40. Hold on, I'll just get your change.
Thanks.
Well done, much better. You drove a real hard bargain there. I don't think you'll have any problems when you do this for real.
Thanks.
This time, instead of describing the language, we're going to talk about the vocabulary.
We're going to take turns describing one of the words related to money and shopping that we used in this podcast, and we want you to shout it out. Okay, obviously we can't hear you, but shout it out anyway, or write it down.
And at the end, we'll tell you the words we were describing, and you can see if you got them right.
Okay, are you ready?
Let's go.
Number one. It's a verb and it means to provide or give, but it's normally used with can or could, and then the phrase means to have enough money for something.
Number two. This phrase means that something is expensive.
Number three. This is a verb, and it means to discuss the price of something in a shop or market.
Number four. This is a phrase that means to be on the worse end of a deal involving money.
Number five. This is something that you buy for less than what you should normally pay for it.
Number six. This is an informal word for pound.
Number seven. This is the bit of paper you receive to say that you've bought something.
Number eight. This is a phrase that you can use when you want to know if you can pay by credit or debit card in a shop or restaurant.
Number nine. This is the money that you get back when you pay too much for something.
Number 10. You might see this phrase if you can't pay by credit card. You need to use coins and notes.
Did you get them all? Some of them were quite tricky. Let's go through the answers.
Here they are in order. Number 1 was afford.
Number 2, a bit steep.
Number 3, haggle.
Number 4, to be ripped off.
Number 5, bargain.
Number 6, quid.
Number 7, receipt.
Number 8, do you take cards?
Number 9, change.
And number 10, cash only.
If you want more practice with this vocabulary, check out the activities on the podcast page on Premier Skills English.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was to take up.
To take up is a phrasal verb, which means to start something new. It's usually used when you start a new hobby or sport. Jack has taken up running recently. How's it going?
Very well, thanks. I just need to keep it up. We had lots of correct answers last week. Well done to Lubomir and Violinka from Ukraine, Elgul from Algeria, Mon from Egypt, Zeno from South Korea, DVD023 from Spain, Emir from Bosnia, Ahmed Adam from Sudan, Quezi Manifest and Akasua from Ghana, and Tima from Kazakhstan. You all got the right answer.
So, what's this week's football phrase, Jack?
This week's phrase is... We mentioned this at the beginning of the podcast. Is the stuff you collect that's connected to a famous person, an interesting place or activity. I collect football. Old things connected to football. Old match programs, coins and medals. That kind of thing.
A little more difficult this week. Right, that's all we have time for now.
Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.